This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
If you've ever witnessed a couple that's been married many years renewing their wedding vows, you know how inspirational it can be. It reminds us of our need to renew those commitments which are most precious to us in life. It's in that spirit that we Jews recommit ourselves to obeying and honoring God's law during the festival of Shavuot or Pentecost. Although beginning as a celebration of the summer harvest, Shavuot later became more a celebration of the day when God gave Moses and the Israelites his precious gift, his Torah. At synagogue services on Shavuot morning, the Ten Commandments are read, and the congregation reaffirms their commitment to obeying God's word. We repeat the very words the Israelites spoke at the foot of Mount Sinai after receiving God's law, quote, "All that the Lord says, we will do," end quote. We also read the book of Ruth during the service because of its link to the harvest season when the story takes place, and also because of Ruth's extraordinary vow of acceptance of the Jewish faith and God. Remember that beautiful phrase, "Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people and your God, my God." My friends, I invite you to join us this week in affirming and renewing our commitment to the God of Israel and to obeying His word, just as Ruth did thousands of years ago.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Find out how you can support the Fellowship's vital mission of bringing destitute and persecuted Jews from the former Soviet Union and Ethiopia home to the Holy Land by visiting us at holylandmoments.ca.